Department of Education issues final warning to Maine on trans athlete ban. By Paul Bois on April 1, 2025. The U.S. Department of Education has issued a final warning to Maine so that it complies with President Donald Trump's ban on transgender athletes in women's sports. The Department of Education, DOE, sent a letter to the Maine Department of Education, MDOE, on Monday advising that the state has until April 11 to meet President Trump's executive order, which called to rewrite federal Title IX education rules to withhold federal funds from schools that allow transgender athletes to play as females. The Maine Department of Education's indifference to its past, current, and future female athletes is astonishing. By refusing to comply with Title IX, MDOE allows, indeed, encourages, male competitors to threaten the safety of female athletes, wrongfully obtain girls' hard-earned accolades, and deny females equal opportunity in educational activities to which they are guaranteed under Title IX, the letter read. Under prior administrations, enforcement was an illusory proposition. No more. The Trump-MC Mahan Education Department is moving quickly to ensure that federal funds no longer support patently illegal practices that harm women and girls, it added. As Breitbart News reported last week, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced that Maine violated federal civil rights law by allowing males to play on female sports teams. The department's Office for Civil Rights, OCR, specifically found that the Maine Department of Education, the Maine Principals Association, and Greeley High School have each violated Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, which prohibits discrimination based on sex in education programs and activities receiving federal funding, said the report. The OCR launched its compliance review after a transgender-identifying boy claimed the victory in the Maine Class B championship for the Greeley High School girls track and field team in February, it added. The high school boy was allowed to perform on the girls' team, despite Trump's executive order barring males from participating on female sports teams. Following Trump's order, Maine officials publicly said they would not comply with the order, siding with transgender-identifying males over women and girls. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.